afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issue. Okay, I don't know, I guess we had the mic off. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. This is Hisham Tilawi, and you're listening to Current Issues. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And with me is Mark Glenn, who dropped off the line for a little bit, but I think he's back with us now.
Sí, señor.
Mark, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay. And Mark, let's see. We talked about Al Jazeera in the first hour, and we, by the way, we will continue talking about this as we go, because we are going to investigate Al Jazeera. This is something that Current Issues and with other people who have showed interest in the subject will be this is going to be like a unique, exclusive investigation that we will be doing, because we think this is big. And we think we need to expose this. This is for real. It's not something that we dreamed up. This is a real thing about Al Jazeera as being a controlled opposition. Mm-hmm. What else out there, Mark?
Well, a story that I'll be covering for this week's AFP is on, I guess it's an issue that's similar to what you're talking about here with Al Jazeera. You know, this whole issue of perception, and being able to blind your enemy to the truth is very important. This is something that people really don't put as much importance on as they should, is that 90% of this battle is an informational battle, okay? If the American people knew the truth of what took place on 9/11, chances of us being in Iraq right now would be seriously less than they are today.
Now, Mark, can you hold your thoughts and don't forget what you're going to add? You
okay.
said something.
Okay.
You said something to blind the enemy.
Yes.
Who is the enemy? Is the Arab people the enemy of the United States? Because this is being conducted against the Arab people.
No. The enemy is not the Arab people. The enemy is Israel or the Zionists.
Okay. So it's the Zionists who look at the Arabs as the enemy, and they are using this to blind their enemy, which is the Arabs. But they're doing it with American money and American might.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted, because you mentioned that this is, you know, to blind the enemy, and I just wanted to make sure that the Arab people, they are not the enemy of the United States.
No, they're not, and we've talked about this many times. The fact that we wouldn't be in this situation that we're in right now if we had simply accepted the friendship that was offered to us by the Arabs when they were fighting for their independence from the Ottoman Empire. So, yeah, this is a disaster that was completely unnecessary. You know, I was just reading a story the other day about President Truman, about the fact that every one of his advisors were telling him that if he were to throw American support behind the creation of Israel, that it was going to be a disaster that would go on for centuries. This was the way that this report was worded. But Truman, because of the fact that the Zionists told him that if he did not side with them in recognizing Israel, that they would put their money behind his competitor for the office of the presidency, this was what induced him to go ahead and seal America's fate in the way that he did.
Very good, Mark. We'll be right back after the break, and we welcome your phone calls. Of course, I haven't even put the phone number at one time, so we'll do it when we come back.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And the phone number to call is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We welcome your phone calls. We apologize. We did not give out that number in the first hour. And we won't do it again. So, Mark, I won't do it again. I will not do it again.
I always give out the number.
You could have reminded me. You could have said how people are going to call if you're not giving out their phone number. Listen, there is a CBS television investigation that says this is extraordinary, that we have about 120 suicide in the military, in the within the war veterans. Now, of course, this includes all veterans, but we're looking at about 120 a week. This is like what they called, what they termed a suicide epidemic. And also other stories talking about the desertion rate is up 80% in the United States military since 2003. What's going on? We can't even convince our own soldiers to fight these battles?
Well, you know,
they would rather die?
Related to that story, I read a story this week about this British soldier who took a bunch of pills and wound up killing himself because he was about to be deployed to Iraq, and he said that he did not want to have to kill innocent women and children. You know, obviously people like you and I and others who dig beyond what is just the regular news that sanitizes the truth about what's going on over there, people like you and I know the horror story of what has happened to the civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan and all of these other places where Zionism is out to cause havoc. But even more than us, Hashem, are the soldiers themselves. The diary entries and the blogs and the things that I have read on the part of the soldiers who have been over there and who have seen what this thing is firsthand. Well, I don't even have to read the blogs. My neighbor, on the day after September 11th, 7 years ago, he ran down to town and joined up so that he could go to the Middle East and fight. He wasn't particularly bright or well known for being bright, but anyway, he was so excited that he went and enlisted because he wanted to go and fight this war against these people who had attacked America. And a few years later, when he came back and I saw him, he was a completely different human being. And by that, he had this look in his eyes where he was very jumpy, he was very nervous, very frightened. When he would talk in a very low tone. It wasn't the bearing that you would see among soldiers as far as discipline or anything like that. He had gone to Iraq, and he had seen these things. He participated in these things that are robbing our soldiers of their peace of mind and of their soul. And so these suicides and everything else that are taking place, at unprecedented levels, by the way, if these numbers are going off the charts when we compare them to vets from other wars, this is because this really is a dirty war. I mean, this is a war where the people themselves are paying the biggest price. I mean, I was reading a report today about the infant mortality rate in Iraq and how it is 100% children who are dying under the age of five because of violence, because of malnutrition, lack of sanitation, all these things. It's a very dirty place. This is a very dirty war. And so there is only so much that a human being, I don't know how tough he is, there's only so much of this that he can take before he loses his mind and he loses his heart and he just gives up his will to live.
You know, this year alone, we had about 5,000 soldiers deserting, compared to 3,000 last year. So that's a huge jump. And, you know, I can't imagine the stress. And right now, since, you know, we don't have a draft yet, you know, we're asking these volunteers and actually forcing them to stay longer in Iraq and going for multiple tours instead of, you know, like one tour or whatever. You know, we've been there since 2003, and I'm thinking, you know, some of these people have been there for, you know, 2-3 years. And when you think about being away from your family for that long, you know, your 11-year-old now is 15-year-old. That's a totally different ball game. And, you know, it is hard. It's extremely hard to raise children these days, even when the mother and the father is there or one parent is there. You know, what about when you have to leave and, you know, you have children over here? You know, who's raising these kids? What kind of problems are they having? You know, where is the role model, the father figure, the mother figure role model that these children were deprived of? And, you know, I don't blame, because a lot of them, they don't desert because they're scared of the war, or they're afraid to die. I'm sure each one of them, when they signed up, they knew, and if we're going to a battle, they knew that that chance is there. But I really think that they're fed up with this senseless war, that they're not going to lose their own families and their own children based on this senseless war. And I think a lot of them probably trying to find refuge in other countries. And you know, with the suicide rates, that's even worse. You know, a deserter is probably someone who has not given up yet totally on life and wanted to hold on to his responsibilities. But we have a lot of people who kill themselves because they just can't take it anymore. And the pressure is so much from, you know, family and you know, being in a war situation, a war that most of the soldiers, by the way, do not believe in. And that is a killer for any troops' morale in the battlefield when they themselves don't believe in the cause that they are fighting for.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Not only that, Hashem, I mean, they are living among the people themselves over in Iraq. You know, from having come from that part of the world, and I know from having spent a lot of time around Middle Easterners, that they are the most gracious and the most giving people anywhere in the world. And even though this is a war zone and that the Iraqi people do not want the Americans there, I'm sure that the Americans are starting to realize, if they haven't already, that everything that they have been told about Middle Easterners is not true. Look at the number of conversions that have taken place in the American military of men who have actually converted to Islam after being in Iraq and Afghanistan. I have personally received emails from men who, after they have returned, they have said, everything that we were told about the Middle Easterners in the run-up to this war, after I spent some time over there and got to know these people, I saw that this was nothing but a big lie, and I even had some of these young men tell me that they know full well that this war really was being fought for Israel.
Well, you know, something else that is interesting, a lot of these guys who deserted from the battlefield, a lot of them still in Iraq, a lot of them still being, you know, given refuge by the same society, by the same people that they went to attack.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people don't believe in this war anymore, and they found refuge with the same people that they came to kill. Isn't this an irony where, you know, one of the things that these soldiers were told before they went, we have to go to kill them on their streets before they come and kill us on our street. I have heard that from soldiers who are a friend of mine, who actually one of them was in my office before he went to Iraq. He was excited, and I said, Jonathan, why are you so excited? Oh, want to go kill them in their streets before they can come kill us on our streets. And it's like, what? So I had a long conversation with him. And then a couple of weeks after that, I was at Sam's Wholesale. This was the beginning of 2003. I mean, not the beginning, but the beginning of the war in 2003. And there was a Mothers for sending gifts for the troops and Christmas and all that stuff. And I stopped by that table and I asked one of the mothers the same question, like, you know, what we're doing there. And she said, well, we need to go and kill them in their streets before they can come at us. And I said, the same quotation, the same language she used that soldier used. So the families were indoctrinating in the same principle. We need to go kill them on their streets before they can come kill us on our streets, which was the biggest lie of all, because at that time the Iraqis had lost 500,000 children, 500,000 children due to malnutrition and lack of medicine. So how could a country who could not even feed their children and have healthy children somehow and was still under siege and under embargo for 12 years wanting to have this kind of strength to come and kill us on our street? Well, we'll catch this one after the break, so we will be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. Mark, speaking of the Iraqi soldiers, and you know, there is an intriguing story out there about Representative Ellen Tosher of California. I don't know if I'm saying her last name right or no, but she's a Democrat and she's on the Armed Services Committee. She went to Iraq, to visit Iraq last summer, and to see, you know, firsthand. Now, you know, this is a congresswoman. This is a representative of the people going to visit Iraq so she can see firsthand of what's going on. And what happened is, before she even got there, the United States military had passed out some flyers talking about this congresswoman as being anti-war. And of course, you know, when she got there, the Iraqi hosts and the military, they were not really too friendly, because they had already heard. And, you know, somehow the military wants us to believe that if you're anti-war, you are anti-troops. And that's one distinction, Mark, we need to make sure that people out there understand that we support our troops. We support, we care about those men and women in Iraq by bringing them back. That's how we support the troops. We can't support the troops with telling Bush to send them more money and send them more guns to kill with and be killed with. But it's a shameful moment in supposedly a democracy or a representative government or a representative state, republic, that the military would distribute these flyers about this congressman just because she was anti-war. And as a matter of fact, her legislation was that she wanted to have, when they come home, she wanted them to stay home longer than the time that the military allows them before they have to turn around and go back to the battlefield. So this congresswoman from California, that's the legislation that she was adopting. So she cares about the troops. You know, she wants those troops home. And if we can't have them home for good, she at least wanted to give them more time to spend with their families and get their lives back to normal somehow. You can never get someone's life back to normal after they spend a couple of years in a battlefield. But it's a shameful moment, Mark, when the military uses this propaganda against our own elected representatives who are there to see firsthand on what's going on. Now, I really have no idea who this congresswoman is. I'm not taking her side. You know, she's a congresswoman from California. I never heard of her name. But when I heard of this story, this is nonsense. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, but you also, you know, I've spent a little bit of time around military people, and I know the mindset. By and large, our military people are made up of a very conservative people, very conservative-minded in all forms, you know, God and family and country and all of that. Now, unfortunately, you know, the people on the left, and by that I mean principally the Democrats, they have a well-earned reputation dating back from their time during the 60s when they treated our soldiers horribly. The soldiers returning from Vietnam, I mean, look, these guys, you know, they were drafted, they were sent over there, they did what they were ordered to do, and so they come home and they are spat upon, called all kinds of names. You know, so I understand to a certain degree why we saw this reaction on the part of our military towards this congresswoman. But at the same time, you know, these men would be better served by attention, diverting or directing their attention where it really needs to be directed. If they want to get mad at the government or at certain members of Congress, they should be getting angry at the ones who sent them over there to begin with. George Bush and all of these other Congress people are not their friends, whether they're Republicans or not. So this is something that they have got to keep in mind. But at the same time, you know, it just goes to show, you know, the difficult times in which we find ourselves in this country. Now, I like you, Hashem, I don't know the history of this congresswoman. You know, the fact that she had sponsored this law that would have allowed our soldiers to have more time at home, I think that that's an honorable thing, and I certainly have to applaud her for doing that. But, you know, this is what happens when you're in the middle of a fight like this, is that a lot of charges get thrown around. People say things that they wouldn't normally say. But at the same time, like I said, when you go back to the Vietnam era, it's understandable why our soldiers entertain this kind of enmity towards the left in this country.
Very good. We will be right back. The phone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. We need some callers. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Mark just received an invitation, actually, to join a group. It's a Yahoo group, Muslims for Ron Paul.
I got the same one.
That's interesting, and I really think that Ron Paul is the people's president. Of course, I keep saying that I don't really believe, you know, that Ron Paul will be on the ticket. I think the, convention is going to decide, the Republican convention is going to keep him out. They're keeping him out of some of these debates. So I'm sure they will keep him out of the convention. But unfortunately, this is the politics of the United States, and it will be something if everybody goes out there and votes for Ron Paul, and he gets the more votes than any other candidate will. So let's hope, but I think the forces against Ron Paul is so humongous now that it's going to take a miracle. And, well, I guess if enough people that's my 4-year-old, 5-year-old sneezing.
Well, let me tell you something, though, Hashem. Even though you're right, I mean, the odds are abysmal. But you know what? If we go back and study our own revolution in this country, you know, it wasn't a spontaneous thing where all of a sudden everybody just went for their guns and they fought this war and then they formed this new country. From the very beginning, when there was a group of people who had decided that they were going to work against their occupiers, they started acting as a government. They got together, they held meetings, they were called committees of safety. And then when the war actually did begin and people started shooting, they already had viable governments in place who could take care of the things that government is supposed to take care of by the time that the fighting actually took place. So what I'm saying is that us participating in this process and working for certain people such as Ron Paul, who don't appear to have a chance of winning, this is not a wasted effort, because we know that the day is coming when something is going to happen where the system is going to fall by its own weight. And when it does, something is going to have to move up in its place to take over. And so us doing these things, working for candidates such as Ron Paul, trying to participate in this system, it's not as much a wasted effort as people might think. Yes, Ron Paul doesn't stand much of a chance of getting elected. But we're basically, you know, it's like during when in the run-up for World War II. We didn't have enough arms for our men to train when we actually were ready to start fighting. And you'll see pictures of guys out on the battlefield, and they had wood guns. You see, because we didn't have enough guns for them to actually practice with. That was not a wasted effort. They got to handling this thing, and they got used to being able to know how to march and take commands and things like that. So what I'm saying is to you and everybody else out there listening is, don't lose hope. Just because Ron Paul may not get in this time around, that doesn't mean that this is a waste of time for us to be working from end to end.
Well, you know what? Even though I say that he does not stand a chance of being in the convention, but that does not mean that he will not be a candidate and that people can't go and vote for him. And I think he should continue and remain in this race until the end, even without party approval. And you never know, you know, if the populace vote, even though we're set up for it's a different system, and a lot of people think that it is the populist vote, but actually it's the electoral college that decides. I'll tell you what, let's go to Tennessee with Gary. Gary, go ahead.
How you doing, Dr. Hawaii?
I'm doing fine, Gary.
Probably butchered your name.
You did, but it sounded pretty good.
Well, I did the best I could for an old boy from the hills. I'm having a real religious problem. Those Zionist Israelites in Israel whine about the Holocaust. They're doing a Holocaust on the Palestinians right next to them. And if you follow through history and you go to the, I guess the deposition, I can't say the right word, the demise of the Russian Tsar, which was Christian in nature, the Khazar Jews were the predominant force. They killed more Christians in Russia than the Germans did Jewish in Germany. Also, it wasn't just the Jewish people that were killed in Germany. It was Gypsies. It was confirmed it was the old, etc., etc. And until man rises above his religion of his mother's womb, so to speak, and gets to the point where we all agree on a creator, there will become a time in this country where we're going to be invaded. And if you think the foxhole that I dig is going to say for Christians only, think again. I don't care what church you go to, as long as you're a good shot. But the point is, a lot of American blood has been spilled for one of the freedoms we have is freedom of religion, to practice your religion as it is. But I draw the line at Satanists and Zionists, and I put them in the same classification. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. I'm sure I'll get a visit by the Mossad here soon. But I'm putting together a survival manual, and I wanted to ask a personal request of you. It's a multicultural survivalist manual, and one of the most important things is spiritual preparation for what's to come in this country, because we all know it's coming. And I would be very honored if you would write a one-page document on spiritual preparation for what we know is to come in this country based on the Muslim viewpoint.
Okay. I will definitely take that into consideration, even though I don't claim to be a religious scholar, but to me,
well, get a buddy that is.
Yeah. Well, I think we should always be spiritually ready for every day in life, and I think, you know, we should be spiritually ready if we know we will die tomorrow, and at the same time live our lives as if we are going to live forever. So I think you probably understand what I'm saying. But Gary, I appreciate your phone call. I'm going to have to move to another. I always appreciate your words of wisdom. Let me go to Mike Piper on three. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, Hashem. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
You're talking about Ron Paul. I wanted to mention something that's in the Washington Post today, which I read the Post very carefully. Because after all, it is probably the most powerful newspaper in the country, at least in terms of the way it impacts upon the power brokers here in Washington. There is a front-page story in the Washington Post today about the raid on the Evansville, Indiana headquarters of NORFED, which a lot of people have been talking about on RBN and really all across the Patriot movement. But let me read you the opening line in this story. It says, "The ardent supporters of Representative Ron Paul, the iconoclastic Texas libertarian whose campaign for the presidency is threatening to upend the battle for the Republican nomination, got word yesterday of a new source of outrage and motivation, reports of a federal raid on a company that was selling thousands of coins marked with the craggy visage of their hero." Now, the key line here is, they refer to Ron Paul's campaign for the presidency that's threatening to upend the battle for the Republican nomination. Now, that is very, very interesting.
Well, Mike, what's interesting is making this raid on the Liberty Dollar and by the way, Liberty Dollar, they were making coins, the Ron Paul dollar. But making this raid and making this story as if it's only these Ron Paul nuts that are opposing this is horrible, because this should be a concern for every citizen in the United States, not just Ron Paul supporters.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I think this raid was, in fact, this is my opinion, I think this raid, in fact, was really designed to try to link Ron Paul's name to this kind of thing, the idea that Ron Paul's supporters are engaged in something that they're hinting at is illegal. You know, in fact, the article says an FBI special agent affidavit states he is investigating NORFED for federal violations, including, quote-unquote, uttering coins of gold, silver, or other metal, making or possessing likenesses of coins, mail fraud, wire fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy. See, they're throwing these terms out and just saying that they're investigating the possibility of all this. In other words, they're setting the stage so that in the media now they can say that Ron Paul supporters who were promoting his image on a coin are under investigation for all these things. This is the same thing that the Justice Department did to Jim Traffic, and they threw around terms like mail fraud, racketeering, et cetera, constantly putting this image into the media. But, you know, the very fact that the Post would actually suggest in its opening paragraph that Ron Paul's campaign threatens to upend the Republican nomination, and then they go on to say, this is the quote-unquote, this is a quote, they refer to this as the latest unlikely episode in a campaign that began as an idiosyncratic bid by the veteran congressman but has grown into a cause with the potential to influence the GOP contest. They go on to say he raised a record-breaking $4 million in a single day this month and nears double digits in some New Hampshire polls. This, to me, coming from the Washington Post, which generally has ignored Ron Paul and said, oh, well, he's not even worth talking about, now they're actually saying that he could upend the Republican campaign, that he threatens, he has grown into a cause with the potential to influence the GOP contest. I think this is a real sign that the powers that be, the people who run the Washington Post, consider Ron Paul someone that must now be recognized as a real and growing force within the Republican Party. So I just wanted to pass that on to you and to the listeners of RBN because, as I say, this is news within the news, and the fact that the Post feels compelled to say this is an indication that something is stirring out there.
Also, what this also tells the people who actually dealt with this Liberty dollar, that they are also targeted for illegal purchasing.
Exactly.
And that's the fear. That's the fear that they want to install in the people who are supporting Ron Paul. Now, Michael, do you, or maybe Mark, any one of you, do you know how long this company been in business, the Liberty dollar?
They've been around for quite a while. I actually interviewed Bernard von Nothaus, who's the founder of this company. I interviewed him when he first came out with this program, and it's been quite a few years ago. I know that it goes back to the days of the Spotlight, so we're talking at least 7 years and more than that. And
so all of a sudden, and this is basically private. It's not even money, but it's called private money. I mean, I can't put anything on a gold coin and sell it, can't I?
Well, you know, I tell you, I'm not an expert on this, and I don't even pretend to be, but I can tell you this much, that there have been others who have written on this in the past, and it has been written about, it was written about in the Spotlight in some detail. There is actually a community in New England. I can't remember if it's Vermont or New Hampshire, and I could even be wrong about the location of it. Might even be in New York State, but in any case, there is a community in the East which has developed its own money of this type, and it's very, very popular in that community. Many local businesses accept this kind of, I think it's called script.
But you know what, Michael, we have this going on all over the country with these. This is no different than these little coupons that you take from one business to another business.
Absolutely.
You know, like bartering.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And in the past, there have been rulings from official agencies that this is entirely legal. So what they're doing here, what they've done to Bernard and his organization, NORFED, I think it's changed its name since then, but in any case, what they have done is basically set up a phony, how can I describe this? It's a charade, it's a facade, throwing around these terms like racketeering, and it's all very obviously politically motivated, and personally, as I say, I think it is definitely an attempt to throw a monkey wrench into the Ron Paul campaign.
Well, I don't know if either of you saw it this week, but you had Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly not so subtly actually associating Ron Paul with Islamic terrorists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's no question about the fact that the powers that be are made nervous by Ron Paul, not the least of which is the fact that they plan to bring Giuliani up as the nomination.
All right, well, I'm going to jump off the line and clear the line for your other callers. Good talking to
Michael,
you, fellas.
Michael, thank you. Appreciate the call. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay. I think now we can. Sorry about that. We only have a couple of minutes left. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, just to go back, I think Mark is off the line too. So to go back to Gary's from Tennessee words of wisdom, to be spiritually ready for what's to come, I really think that we are there now. I really think that what's to come is already here. The Gestapo is going to be, if they can go to a private business and very much have the law on their side, of course the law is not on their side, but act as if they are the law, which they enforce the law, the FBI does, supposedly. So, my friend Gary from Tennessee, all I can tell you, your word of wisdom is needed now, which is for people to have a lot of patience, a lot of perseverance, and a lot of steadfastness, because the only way, this is the beginning of the end for our freedom as we know it. You know, congratulations to the government and the Gestapo that is after or that is behind it. They were able to capture the freedom of the United States. And now we just have to be perseverance, practice some of that, a lot of patience so we can regain that freedom back, because nothing more than another revolution, the second American Revolution, will free us from the shackles that this government has put us under, Mark?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes, I couldn't have said it better. You sounded just like Patrick Henry. You know who Patrick Henry was, right?
Of course I do.
You took some American citizenship courses, right?
Well, believe me, in college, that's one area that I it's interesting. I did not like, because I went into engineering school, so my brain was more analytical than having to memorize. So I did not really like too much history and government. But after engineering, it became my favorite subject. I read a lot of history, and I read a lot of course, you know, I have getting a PhD in international relations, political science, that's it gets you all the politics that you need. But I was saying that, you know, Gary wanted us, you know, to write something about be ready for what's to come. And I said what's to come is already here. Just have a lot of patience and a lot of perseverance. We were sleeping in the last 10 years while the others were working. And that's why we, the American people, find ourselves in this dilemma that we are in. So get ready. This is just the start of fascism and Gestapo-like government. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it for us. We will see you next week. Mark, thank you very much again.
We'll see
everybody next Saturday. You can say goodbye, Mark. I think Mark is gone. So goodbye, everybody. We will see you next week.